The story will make your skin crawl, Fook. I know for sure. 20,000 bees followed a grandmother in her car for 2 days. So here's the deal. All of a sudden, she was shopping. She comes back to her car and realizes there are just a ton of bees kind of in the back windshield of her car. And people have been coming around, taking pictures, just, you know, super impressed. Somebody at some point had called a beekeeper.
Well, Granny, that's a very impressive amount of bees you have.
About 20,000. Somebody called a beekeeper because they thought that these bees would be killed. Somebody would spray a bunch of pesticide on them or something. So they called a beekeeper to help come get the bees away. Beekeeper comes, takes the bees away. Next day, the bees are back on the back of the windshield, still following her around. Beekeeper comes back. They determined that
I told you, bees hold grudges.
They determined that the queen had flown in and gotten in the back of her windshield, so they were just trying to get to their queen. And it's insane. 20,000 bees just following them around. There were only about 15 to 20 bee stings that happened as a result of this.
This is absolutely my nightmare.
Your nightmare, right?
Not knowing that you have, like, bee attraction, like somebody stuck, like, some stuff bees like a, you know, jar of honey in my pocket, and I'm wondering why a swarm of bees are following me around.
Right.
I have a bee story for you that just happened yesterday, Lindsay.
Oh, yeah?
Home with the wife, and wife starts shrieking, and the screen door had been open. Mm-hmm. And bee wanders in, and it's in the kitchen. It's a giant yellow jacket. And so she, of course, goes, kill it, and runs away.
No.
And so I grab the fly swatter, and I don't know if you guys do this. The bee, like, I try and cordon the bee off in a room, you know, to make sure it doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
So I've got eyes on target. And so I shut the one door of the kitchen. And then I'm able to get the bee into the laundry room, which is adjacent to the screen door. And so I shut that door. And then the bee goes, something's up. Buzzing around my head. Uh-huh. Like, he knows. Like, and I was pretty nonchalant about it. Like, the bee started beef with me, as bees normally do.
Mm-hmm. They put the bee in beef.
And that's the thing. Bees, the old axiom of, oh, they're just as scared of you as you are of them, is not the case with bees.
Yeah, I agree. It's not the case with
bees. Because bees will come up to you, start buzzing around you, and you're scared, and they will follow you.
Yeah.
Because they're bees, and they have bad attitudes.
No, they don't have bad attitudes.
Of course they do.
If you threaten them, they'll buck up on you, kind of thing.
I wasn't threatening this
serious?
Bee at all.
Okay, this is...
I'm not done with the story, Lynn.
Oh, no.
I am able to trap the bee in between the back door and the screen door.
Wow.
And thus, able to set the bee free. The bee did not die.
Fook, this is
you
so
this
good.
I went around back and I opened up the screen door. Of course, I did light a cigarette and look at the bee for quite some time as it's trapped against the screen, smoking, looking at it, saying, you know what? Today's your lucky day, bee.
That bee was sweating bullets.
And then... plume of smoke into bee's face. Let this be a warning to you.
Yes,
that
sir.
Things will be different next time.
That's
I opened it
so
up,
awesome.
And he flew away.
I'm so proud of you.
Except he didn't fly away when I let him go. He started buzzing around my head again. So I grabbed the fly swatter and I killed him.
No, you did not.
Oh,
no,
he tried.
No, I didn't, but he did start buzzing around my head again. And that's the thing. I was doing a favor for the stupid
Listen,
bee.
Listen, this is so
And the bee
so
doesn't
easy.
Learn.
Are you kidding?
I showed kindness to the bee, and what do I get in return? Nothing. I get nothing but attitude. Bad bee attitude.
No, there were two bees flew into my house the other day when I had the door open. And all I did was go up to the bee. I grabbed a glass, a little pint glass, and a piece of paper, went up to the bee, put the glass over the bee, and then slid the piece of paper underneath, making a little cover for the glass, and let it out. And then lo and behold, a few minutes later, different kind of bee is in my house, and I did the same thing. Super duper easy. It's a great way to get rid of bees.
You may be a bee whisperer, but that doesn't happen. There's no way that just normally happens where you just go, oh, here's what I'll do. Here's a glass, and the bee magically flies in the glass.
No,
you gently put a piece of paper.
Just cover it.